Letters to America Number 30, January 24, 2024. The deeper we go, the more unrealistic it all becomes. The landscape transforms with the emergence of nanotechnology, where minuscule entities infiltrate our very consciousness, orchestrating intricate symphonies of control. These self-replicating wonders, often overlooked, subtly drain the life force of our gadgets, leaving us perplexed by the inexplicable speed at which our phone's battery dwindles. Have you ever pondered the eerie harmony of being captivated by the glow of a laptop or the mesmerizing allure of a television screen? These enigmatic nanites voraciously consume everything in their path, akin to the magnetic pull of wireless battery charging via induction coils. With a mastery of audio and video processing and a complex tapestry of programming, they traverse the intricate pathways of our existence, granting a disquieting level of complete access to your body. The term Obamagate, in the intricate realm of digital discourse, presents itself as a multifaceted and enigmatic hashtag, embodying quantum layers of meaning and complexity. Much like a covert espionage operation, it operates in the shadows of the digital age, with influential figures at the highest echelons of power pulling the strings, orchestrating a grand symphony of control and world dominance from within the confines of their digital shells. This technology, hidden in plain sight within every electronic device, harbors the potential to wield advanced software as its instrument, blurring the line between reality and virtuality. To the puppeteers orchestrating this intricate dance, it's merely a game, a high-stakes chess match where the reptilians and greys are manipulating the narrative and the minds of the masses. Yet, amidst this digital labyrinth, there remains a beacon of hope, a call to action to rise above the matrix, to transcend the confines of manipulation and control. In this tumultuous journey through the digital age, the phrase, "the best is yet to come," serves as a mantra of resilience, reminding us that even in the face of complexity and uncertainty, the potential for a brighter future lies ahead, waiting to be realized. Nikola Tesla's drone patent. From 1898, Tesla believed unmanned machines would end all wars. Nikola Tesla's patent, titled Method of an Apparatus for Controlling Mechanism of Moving Vessels or Vehicles, stands as a testament to his visionary brilliance, granted on the historic date of November 8, 1898. In an era defined by technological limitations, Tesla's innovation soared beyond the constraints of his time. His visionary concept of a wireless apparatus, driven by the ethereal power of electrical waves, represented not only a remarkable leap in scientific imagination but also an embodiment of his unwavering determination to harness the invisible forces of nature for the betterment of humanity. This patent reflects Tesla's unwavering commitment to pushing the boundaries of scientific understanding and his enduring legacy as a pioneer whose ideas continue to inspire and shape the world of technology and innovation to this day. In the late 19th century, a realm of invisible wonders emerged as pioneering scientists embarked on a journey to unlock the secrets of the cosmos. Among these intangible marvels, radio waves remained hidden from human sight, yet they possessed the power to traverse vast distances, bridging the gap between the known and the mysterious. It was in this era of innovation and discovery that the seeds of the future were sown, as radio waves silently hummed through the ether, undetected by the naked eye but carrying the potential to revolutionize the world of unmanned machines. As history unfolded, one visionary mind, Nikola Tesla, stood at the forefront of this electrifying era. Tesla foresaw the capability of harnessing these ethereal waves to guide his mechanical creations, foreseeing a future where radio waves would serve as the lifeblood of autonomous machines. Tesla's unwavering belief in the transformative power of radio waves would leave an indelible mark on the course of technological evolution. Thus, in the quiet resonance of radio waves, a promise of progress and a glimpse into the limitless possibilities of human ingenuity took shape, forever altering the trajectory of innovation. The Kettering bug, a pioneering innovation born during the tumultuous era of World War I, stands as a testament to human ingenuity and the unwavering pursuit of technological advancement. Unlike its modern counterparts, this remarkable creation was a pre-programmed marvel that foreshadowed the birth of today's cruise missiles. Although it arrived too late to grace the battlefields with its presence, history's irony may have spared countless lives, for the bug proved its mettle in the testing grounds, where reliability often eluded it. In its enduring legacy, the Kettering bug symbolizes the boundless human spirit, unafraid to push the boundaries of what is possible, even in the face of adversity. Nikola Tesla, electromagnetic motor. U.S. Patent Number 381,968. Inducted in 1975. Electrical inventor Nikola Tesla developed a revolutionary motor based on electromagnetic induction that featured rotating magnetic fields to drive the central armature. Nikola Tesla, the visionary electrical inventor, stands as a testament to the boundless potential of human intellect and innovation. His profound contributions to the world of science and technology resonate with a depth that transcends mere historical significance. Tesla's relentless pursuit of knowledge and his unyielding commitment to pushing the boundaries of what was possible led him to create a revolutionary motor that harnessed the power of electromagnetic induction. Within the intricate design of this motor lay the seeds of a transformative future, one where electricity could be harnessed and distributed with unprecedented efficiency and precision. At the heart of Tesla's creation were the mesmerizing rotating magnetic fields, a testament to the elegance and ingenuity of his work. These fields, like a cosmic dance, imparted motion and life to the central armature, propelling the world closer to a future where electrical energy would become the lifeblood of modern civilization. Tesla's motor embodied not just scientific brilliance but also a profound sense of purpose, a purpose to electrify the world, to empower humanity, and to forever alter the course of technological progress. Today, the legacy of Nikola Tesla continues to illuminate our world, a shining example of what it means to possess character, integrity, and a resolute commitment to shaping the future for the better. A part of his letter to the Patent Office. May 1, 1898. To all whom it may concern, be it known that I, Nikola Tesla, from Smiljan-Lika, border country of Austria-Hungary, residing at New York, N.Y., have invented certain new and useful improvements in electromagnetic motors, of which the following is a specification, reference being had to the drawings accompanying and forming a part of the same. The practical solution of the problem of the electrical conversion and transmission of mechanical energy involves certain requirements which the apparatus and systems heretofore employed have not been capable of fulfilling. Such a solution, primarily, demands a uniformity of speed in the motor irrespective of its load within its normal working limits. On the other hand, it is necessary, to attain a greater economy of conversion than has heretofore existed, to construct cheaper and more reliable and simple apparatus, and, lastly, the apparatus must be capable of easy management, and such that all danger from the use of currents of high tension, which are necessary to all economical transmission, may be avoided. My present invention is directed to the production and improvement of apparatus capable of more nearly meeting these requirements than those heretofore available, and though I have described various means for the purpose, they involve the same main principles of construction and mode of operation, which may be described as follows. A motor is employed in which there are two or more independent circuits through which alternate currents are passed at proper intervals, in the manner hereinafter described, for the purpose of effecting a progressive shifting of the magnetism or of the lines of force in accordance with the well-known theory, and a consequent action of the motor. It is obvious that a proper progressive shifting of the lines of force may be utilized to set up a movement or rotation of either element of the motor, the armature, or the field magnet, and that if the currents directed through the several circuits of the motor are in the proper direction, no commutator for the motor will be required. But to avoid all the usual communicating appliances in the system, I prefer to connect the motor circuits directly with those of a suitable alternate current generator. The practical results of such a system, its economical advantages, and the mode of its construction and operation will be described more in detail by reference to the accompanying diagrams and drawings.